Hello everyone, welcome back to the Stereotypically Japan podcast. My name is Michael, and I want to discuss some of the different stereotypes and misconceptions about Japan. This week, I want to discuss xenophobia. The textbook definition of xenophobia is a dislike of or prejudice against people from another country. In this context, the meaning of it is very important, and I think the word is thrown around too loosely by many people, especially those online in spaces like Reddit or Twitter. When it comes to dislike, no, absolutely not. Japanese people don't hate foreigners any more than any other country does. But when it comes to prejudice, that is a different story, and the concept is what brought me to this topic this week. But first, I would like to discuss the former, and the answer is a simple no. Japanese people don't hate foreigners. Do people think the whole country is just full of racists? If anyone thinks that, you need to look at yourself in the mirror. There are always going to be exceptions in any country because hate is something that you can find all over the world, and spreading more hate is just contributing to that problem. So let's just stop that right now. We don't need more hate and negativity. From a personal perspective, I don't think it's helpful at all to be so negative, and that mindset just isn't healthy and leads to a downward spiral. It is a decision that we make to either be kind or hateful, and more often than not, people choose to be hateful because honestly, it can be satisfying at first, to get a bit of revenge or to beat someone or something like that. But next time you have the decision to make, whether to be hateful or kind, try to be kind. It takes a stronger person to do so, and you'll be better for it. But I digress. There is a very important differentiation that needs to be pointed out. People here don't just hate people for no reason, but what they do hate are people who don't follow the rules. And that isn't just a Japanese thing. I think any country feels the same way towards people like that. Except in Japan, following the rules is very much a standard that people are expected to follow. People tend to get confused by that and think they are being targeted just because they are foreign, but that is just an excuse. If you don't know the rules and intentionally act in a way contrary to that, then yes, definitely people will hate you. I will hate you. Of course, there are a lot of tourists who don't know the rules, but at least they make an effort, and that is perfectly fine. I speak to many Japanese people, and a lot of them talk about their experiences, and none of them have ever been angry about people trying to understand or apologizing for something and trying to be better. What people do complain about are the others who don't make an effort and are just selfish in their thinking, don't care about others, and just show a lack of consideration. I completely understand that feeling, and I think it's fair to say that's a normal reaction. I get angry for the same reason, or when people don't follow common sense and think they are in their own world and everything revolves around them. This happens so often. For example, if I'm walking on the sidewalk, of course on the left side because we drive on the left, and every other person walking in the same direction is walking on the left too, there will inevitably be some idiot, whoever they are, Japanese or foreign or whatever, walking in the opposite direction but on the same side. And they expect us to yield and make way for them? It's such a small thing, but it shouldn't be something we even have to think about. And then, because it's summer, they end up brushing up against us and having their sweaty, disgusting arm touching us, or in some cases even bumping into or aggressively hitting someone if they don't move. But yeah, you better believe I'm gonna hate your guts for doing that, for real. I was walking through Shibuya just the other day, and I was crossing the street near the Shibuya intersection. People were crossing and yielding to each other, but in front of me, this piece of shit, and pardon my French, is walking and very intentionally walks into a young girl who was walking towards him. Now, she wasn't walking against the oncoming traffic, and she was also on the appropriate side, the left, where most people were also walking, but this jerk just walks in her direction and slams his shoulder right into her. There were some other people who saw it, and everyone who did looked back at him in just disgust. The girl, as she crossed the road, took out a handkerchief or a wet nap or something out of her bag, and was literally scrubbing his filth off of her. He must have made contact with her bare skin or something like that, because on her arm she was really going at it. It was like she was trying to rub off all the dirt of a gobo or something like that. She got the worst of both, disgusting, sweaty guy, and physical assault. I hate that kind of thing. It really pisses me off, and one day, I know it has happened before and will happen again, someone is going to just snap and absolutely lose it. In this case, it was some stupid old Japanese dude, but it happens a lot when people just don't follow the rules. But you see where I'm going with this, right? Most people just put their heads down and go where they need to go. They don't want to be paying any attention to everything around them, so just follow the natural flow of traffic. And from another perspective, just follow the natural flow of society, and if you don't, people are going to hate you. Sometimes you'll see the news or SNS, and you'll find pictures of people doing stupid things, especially foreigners, but they could be Japanese too. There are many cases of Japanese people doing stupid things, so don't get me wrong. The main difference, though, is that in many cases regarding the locals, they are usually caught and punished. If you think about recent examples, there was a 16-year-old kid who thought it would be funny to take a picture of a condom in that little slide where you return plates at a famous conveyor belt sushi chain. That case is being referred to the prosecutor's office, which, if you know anything about Japan, means there is a 99.9% conviction rate if charged. 2 years ago, there was another case of a kid who posted a video of him licking a soy sauce bottle at a similar conveyor belt sushi chain, Sushiro. They filed a case against him for 67 million yen. That's about $450,000. They dropped the case eventually, and it was referred to the smaller family court to deal with. But it was a threat long enough to hopefully scare the living daylights out of anyone from doing it again. Except for that first kid. He's gotta be a dumbass for trying that after the fact. But there were other cases of part-timers posting videos of them doing stupid things at work, and in basically all cases, they were found out, fired, and had to pay the operational expenses of having to close and sanitize the locations. Things like that. On a side note, those social media trends are also stupid AF. I remember some time ago, there was a trend from students to get into the cold refrigeration unit at grocery stores and take a picture. Like, what the hell is that? Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is that in Japan, when people do stupid things, it tends to have some consequences, and everyone hates them too. But when it comes to foreigners, that is a different situation. When there are social media posts of foreigners in Japan, there's always people out there who think, ah, Japan is at it again, singling out foreigners when Japanese do the same. They're so xenophobic or racist. I've noticed that number of people who are saying that is getting fewer and fewer. Many times it also comes from people who've never been here. In other cases, it comes from people who are here and have a chip on their shoulder because something happened to them, and they feel like the whole country is against them. I want to reiterate, there are some situations of racism here, just like in any other country. I'm not denying that. But most people here aren't like that. I'm sure many of you have heard the news recently where a tourist carved their name into a torii gate at Meiji Shrine. I've read many articles and seen the discourse online about it. While the overwhelming majority of people think it was stupid, there's still some people out there who said, it's not such a big deal, they only arrested him because he's a foreigner. Like, come on, I guarantee you, if Kimtaku carved his name into that, he'd get arrested too. Maybe that's a bad example, people love him here, but you know what I mean. There's also that influencer, and I'm doing air quotes when I say that, who was doing pull-ups on a torii gate in Kyoto. That's like me going to St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York and doing a pull-up on the cross. Like, who does that? They get some hate online, they put out a fake apology, and just go right back to it. There are also those people who do challenges to travel across Japan by jumping gates and not paying any fares. Things like that. So you guys who are doing that, you're garnering all of the hate yourself. Don't make it so Japanese people are catching strays out here for being racist when really, they just don't like your dumbasses. So, Japanese people aren't racist, right? Almost. There are many cases where it does actually rear its ugly head. And a lot of those times, they're baked into laws or regulations or traditions, things like that. Some examples of blatant racism are when building owners wouldn't allow any foreigners to rent a place. If the name isn't Japanese, you can't even look at it. Or you do look at it, and when they find out you aren't Japanese, you either get a no, or a sorry, it's no longer available. Or even sometimes, the real estate agent is just like, yeah, he doesn't want foreigners living here. You know what? Screw you. Also, why do foreigners have to pay so much damn tax and insurance? Screw you too. There is a case right now in Osaka. A Chinese woman whose mother had to get surgery for a brain tumor here, but she was uninsured. Now, Japanese residents who don't have healthcare are considered private patients, and the hospital can set the fees basically however they like. Same goes for foreign patients. But the woman was charged 300% more than what a Japanese uninsured patient would have been. So she is suing. One would argue that the higher fee is to handle someone who can't speak the language, or if there's some extra care or something needed. But I don't know, screw you. We all bleed the same way. We're all human. It doesn't make any sense to me. Sometimes I'll be walking around and I see restaurants with signs that say no foreigners. I don't see it too often, especially around Tokyo or the Shibuya area, but it does happen. There are some places that just don't really understand what it means and just think it means we don't have English menus and something's just lost in translation there. But there are some places that just generally don't want foreign customers. Sometimes I think to myself, well, I can understand why they would feel like that. But then I remember that drunken Japanese salarymen can be just as annoying, if not more so, and I wonder why they aren't prohibited from entering. Then I realized that a lot of places actually have no foreigners because they just can't speak English, and just don't realize how offensive the sign is, but genuinely do actually want foreigners. They just feel like they can't offer a good enough service for them with their poor or lack of English ability. A couple times I went out for drinks with my friend Misha. And shout out to him, a tall, white, bald Australian guy who looks like the definition of foreign in Japan. We found a few places that had a no foreigner sign. I just popped in and spoke to them in Japanese and asked if it was okay to come in with my white behemoth friend in clear view. And because I spoke Japanese, they never had an issue and the service was always good. And we weren't ever treated badly. That won't be true for every place, But in my experience, it was never bad. So if you see a sign that says no foreigners, don't be so quick to put them on blast because it might not be for the reasons you think. But the ones that do just hate us foreign people, yeah, put them on blast because screw them. Now, there is also the topic of police in Japan and racial profiling. I've only ever been randomly stopped once. That was about 16 years ago in Roppongi. I had just left a bar and was going to grab a taxi and was a bit drunk. The police asked me a few questions, what I was doing, where I went, that kind of thing, and asked me to see my passport. I didn't have it, of course, because who the hell would bring their passport with them everywhere? They must have thought I was just a tourist or something, but I showed them my foreign residence card. Apparently that wasn't enough, and they asked me to go to the police station. I don't think they forced me. I'm pretty sure they just asked me to go. But again, I was a bit drunk, so my memory isn't perfectly clear. But I had to call my brother to ask him to photocopy my passport and fax it to the Roppongi police office. Yeah, fax. They only got rid of faxing a couple of years ago here, but it was annoying and such a hassle. But I was just sitting there, and he gave me some water and everything, and never hassled me or anything like that. And they actually apologized when they realized how long it was taking. When they finally got it, they called me a taxi and I could go home, but that was the extent of it. They never really searched me or my pockets or something. They asked if I had any drugs or something, and I just said no. Of course, I didn't have anything with me like that, but I did have a satchel with my wallet inside. They asked if they could just check it just in case. I had nothing to hide, so I said sure. They're fine, again, being polite and everything. I didn't think it was any kind of racial profiling, but then again, if I had seen me 16 years ago walking out of a Roppongi bar, I'd probably ask me some questions too. But for me, if the popo want to ask you a few questions, yeah, I think it's fine. I'd much rather be safe than sorry. There are some people who think that it is against their rights or feel like they're being violated, but if you got nothing to hide, then what's your problem? Being polite and respectful is the best way to handle such situations. If some cop wants to check your bags, and all you have is gym shorts and a bottle of water, don't put up a big stink about it or anything. Whenever I see posts about random racial profiling from police on Reddit or something, there's one consistent point, and that is that you all seem sketchy as hell. I haven't seen one post about a foreign woman getting racial profiling because, generally speaking, they aren't going to cause any problems. Is it sexist? Well, I'm a guy and guys are being targeted, but I don't care. And statistically, dudes are the ones who cause most problems. I think all of you guys out there should be checked, to be honest. I don't trust any of you. I've also seen a lot of weird and sketchy looking Japanese guys getting checked too. In fact, I walk through Shibuya every day, and I'll see someone being checked by the police about once a week. I would say that 95% of them are Japanese guys, and judging by their looks, yeah, I can 100% imagine why they're being searched. So while I can say there probably is some racial profiling, they are looking for people who don't have a visa or is expired or something, so you kind of have to racial profile, don't you think? The last topic I want to discuss is the Sanseito Party, which is full of idiots, and started out as a YouTube channel 6 years ago, literally called Political Party DIY. It is actively built off of conspiracy theories and lies that were spread in order to harm people and societies. The founder is previously from the Communist Party and openly credits Trump in shaping his political approach and a House of Councilor member that ran an anti-vaccine campaign and wants to dismantle the Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare. What more else do you need? Doesn't this all sound familiar? They're trying to sway people with their impossible ideals and using fake promises to lure people into thinking they know and can achieve what is best for people. They want to try and say immigration and foreigners are a problem, when I know for a fact that me and all of my foreign friends pay more tax and contribute to the pension and every other damn system they have more than any of my Japanese friends. So if they're going to say I'm the problem, then don't take my money, because they seem to be fine with that. This episode is about Japan being xenophobic. So is it true? No. But Sanseito and all they stand for, are they xenophobic? Yes. 100% yes, and to the T. They must be stopped. They're trying to push their agenda of hate and discrimination on the people by saying they want to put Japan first and go back to a more draconic era. Yeah, of course Japan first. That is the responsibility of every government. But that doesn't mean piggybacking off of hate and discrimination. Almost every person I've spoken to agrees with how absurd that sounds. But when you have newspapers who poll their readers, people who are in their mid-60s and 70s who still read newspapers, a bunch of stubborn old fools who think they are still in the Showa era, yeah, it's going to look like the party has a lot more support than they actually do and that the country is racist. But they will be gone soon. So if you're out there, make sure you vote, learn from other countries, and don't let mistakes repeat themselves. We have a very clear example of what will happen if we continue down this path, and it's not a good place to be. So don't be fooled by all of the snake oil you hear. I'm not going to pretend I know a lot or even give a shit about Sanseito, because I don't. But from what I have heard and read and researched about, I have seen enough to already know that they are just a bunch of loud G's who want to feed on the conspiracy and lies to spread like the disease that they are. Does that mean any other parties are better? I mean, in this case, yes, they are better, but are they perfect? Hell no, but that's reserved for another podcast, one without me. That all begs the question, is Japan xenophobic? Nah, I wouldn't say that. At least not as much as any other country out there. But that doesn't mean it isn't without its issues. There is still a long way to go for xenophilia, which is a love of foreigners, but at least most of the people you'll encounter won't hate your guts. Unless you live here and want to rent a place, then you'll almost certainly come across some haters. I think Japan has come a pretty long way, especially with some recent legislation, but I think we can do better, and we need to in order to preserve the sanctity of the country. So if you're listening, please take that into consideration. There is a lot that can be done. So if we can at least keep that going, the future won't be so dark. And until then, just be kind to others, okay? It's not that hard. Thank you so much for listening to the Stereotypically Japan podcast. I really appreciate all of the kind words and support. Next week, I want to discuss hospitality in Japan, the good and the bad. So please, check it out, and if possible, share the podcast with your friends, family, or just random strangers on the street or something. It all helps out so much. I'm going to be doing something a little bit different in the new future, and I'll keep you all updated on my socials, which will be in the description below. So please follow and stay up to date. So until next time, the pleasure has been all mine, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Jaa ne.